All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we continue today in our journey through Sha'ari Tshuva, and we are picking up with the Iker HaChamishi, which again, in this edition, is on page Yud Gimel. It's in the Shar HaRishon, section Tes Zayin. There probably should be some more copies, I'm assuming, in the back. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following. Remember again, up until now, we have been looking at page Yud Gimel, bottom of the page. So up until now, we have been going through the different what the Rabbeinu Yonah is calling the Madregos HaTshuva, the different levels, the different pieces, ultimately, again, that are necessary in order to be able to accomplish true tshuva. So he says, HaIkra HaMishi, the fifth, we'll call it Madrega, the fifth level, the fifth step, is Hadaiga, is worry. Worry, now what does this mean? Ki Yidag V'Yivchad Me'onesh Avonosav. Now a person should be worried or fearful about the punishment from his iniquities, from his sins. Ki Yish Avonosh HaTshuva Tola Kaparasam. Now we'll explain what this means in just a moment, because there are some averos for which tshuva suspends. Tola kaparasa means tshuva, so to speak, creates a suspended atonement. What does that mean? So we saw this already. The Rambam brings this down. The Gemara Masechet Yuma brings this down. That there are certain averos that a tshuva. Let me take a step back. In the purest form, the way the world should work is when a person does an avera. So what should happen? Onesh. Immediate punishment right then and there. So there's God has rachamim, God has compassion, and what that compassion does is it says, all right, there's an obligation for a punishment, but there's almost a window in which to be able to do tshuva, a window in which to be able to go ahead and repent, change one's ways, and potentially avert the onesh. Rabbeinu Yonah says over here that there are certain averos for which tshuva is tola kaparasa. So tshuva creates atonement, but it's not complete atonement. It's atonement in that it holds the onesh at bay. The yisurim ma'akim, and again, then suffering comes and purges the person from sin. Kimo shenemar, ki avoni agid edog mechatosi. Ve'inyan hayagon al ha'avar, ve'inyan hadaiga al ha'asid. So the first thing says that Rabbeinu Yonah is, there's a concept, the concept of daiga is, maybe my tshuva wasn't complete. Meaning, if you think about this, this is an incredible, incredible yisod. In life, and this is not just true, see, part of the reason why I want to continue with this sefer, even though, again, Elul is behind us. First of all, it's almost Rosh Hashanah. That's the first thing, right? For the Jew, it's almost always Rosh Hashanah. But number two, we begin to see a lot of these concepts of tshuva are not just applicable in the concept of sin, but really work in a very important life construct. So, for example, says Rabbi Yonah over here, the daiga is this concern, did I do enough? You know, in life, it's always important never to go ahead and just simply sit back, pat myself on the back, and say, great job. You know, now life is a balance. On one hand, you're supposed to give yourself a shkoyach. If I did a good job on something in life, and I worked hard, I'm absolutely supposed to take the time to say, you know what, good job. But right after I say good job, the next step after that is, did I do enough? Or better stated, what can I do better? What can I do better? Great job. You know, this, by the way, is one of the most important things, you know, I feel like in parenting. Even in parenting, you want to give your children a shkoyach when they do a good job, right? You want to give them a pat on the back. You want to tell them, so proud of them, so great. And then you want to just ever so gently nudge them forward as well. Because what happens is, if all the parent does is compliment, and all the parent does is great job, so a kid begins to think to himself, well, all right, I'm done, Baruch Hashem, I'm 6 years old, and I'm pretty accomplished already. I've made it, you know, I'm wonderful. So you have to give the positive encouragement, plus the little bit of the nudge forward. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a yisod in tshuva as well. Person does tshuva, person changes themselves, uplifts themselves, great, great. But there's an element of daiga. The element of daiga, the element of worry is, did I do enough? Could I be a little bit more? Is there a way just to advance myself, push myself a little bit more? Va'od she'nisi, that furthermore, there's another element of daigo. Ulaihu mekatzer v'chovas ha'tshuva, b'tzar b'mriwis v'tzoma b'achi. The other idea, now again, part of what we're going to do when we learn Sha'ari Tshuva is, you know, there's what the Rabbi Yona says, and there are also the lessons we could take from it. So the second part of this daiga, of this concern, says Rabbi Yona, is that maybe I didn't do enough in my realm of tshuva. Maybe, again, did I apply myself enough to this practice? And even if I cried a lot, and even if I fasted a lot, yischal v'yira, ulay l'umas zeh hir ba'ashma, follow hishlim chuko es kol anus, so it could be that I cried a lot and I fasted a lot and I said I'm sorry a lot, but it's also possible that maybe simultaneously did I continue to sin, simultaneously did I go ahead and live up to all the other expectations. So we'll say what the Rabbeinu Yonah is really saying over here is the following, is that there's an element of doubt, an element of concern, you know, sometimes in life. So I know what I have to do and I even know the process, but I don't, welcome back, Alan, welcome back. But I don't always put the right emphasis on the right things. See, here a person could go ahead and do tshuva, and a person could cry a lot, and a person could go ahead and fast a lot, and do all of these different things. But the shaila is, was the emphasis put on the right processes? Did I go ahead and focus on the right things? Umishes bonin begodla avodas habori al yitzurav. And anyone who begins to contemplate the great obligation of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the great culpability for transgressing his words. Kol asher Yosef ba'avodu b'darchei ha'tshuva, halo mitzarhi v'hine lema'at be'enov. So when a person begins to really contemplate what is involved in the process of tshuva, so a person begins to unfortunately feel that perhaps I did not do enough. Va'omer Shlom HaMelech Alav HaShalom. Chacham Yorei V'sar Meira. So he quotes over here the Pasuk in Mishlei, the wise person, the Chacham, is Yorei, is fearful, V'sar Meira, and he veers or he stays away from that which is evil. Be'ura, what does this mean? HaChacham, Afa Pishu Sar Meira B'chol Mam Tzeikocho. So the Chacham, the wise man, even though he stays away from all that is evil, with all of his koach, Yira v'yischal ulay lo kilochuko, v'lo nisar kidas malasos. The Chacham also, on one hand, as much as the Chacham knows what he has to do, tries to do it well, the Chacham is constantly preoccupied with the concern that maybe I didn't do enough. V'kamo meikish drachayim hu asher, afa pishu asher, v'chin amar Rabbeinu, zichronon l'bracha, Al tifarish chacham yorei v'sar meira. Don't translate it as chacham who is fearful and therefore veers away from that which is evil. Ella chacham sar meira v'yorei. But rather go ahead and translate as how a chacham who even though he turns away from that which is bad, that which is evil, yorei, he is still fearful. What is he fearful of? If he's avoided anything that's chid, what is he fearful of? He's fearful of one simple thing. Did I do enough? Did I do enough? Did I do? I know I did a good job. Again, remember, life is this simultaneous process of giving myself a shkoyach for the things I've done well, but constantly feeling that little bit of a knot in my kishkas. Did I do enough? Is there more? Can it be better? V'sof ha'pasik mochiach alav uksil misaber uboteach. And the end of the pasik says, the fool, misaber uboteach. Misaber literally means he becomes like a bit bloated, uboteach, and he believes in himself. The fool, see, interestingly enough, the fool is not just simply the one who sins. The fool is the one who just simply basks in the glory of his accomplishments, thinking that he's done anything and everything he needs to do. He goes on, he says, Omer amidos aksil, shein behefech memidas achacham. Ultimately, again, the fool is just the opposite of the wise man. Ki aksil misaber, v'im kolzos boteach, shalo yikreyu avon v'nezek, u'bala kas, alo lupshoim, u'mifkar l'nezikim, l'nezokim sh'ne'emar, u'balchimo v'rat pasha v'ne'emar, ir perutza in choma, ish asher in ma'atzar l'rucho. So we'll say so again. So we'll stop over here for today. But here the Rabbeinu Yonah really introduces us to this incredible yisod, which is this next level called daigo. This next level, ultimately, again, called fear or feel called concern. That concern, ultimately, again, as much as I've done proper tshuva, at the end of the day, have I done enough? And from the Rabbeinu Yonah, we really read, and that's why I say, that's why it's important for him to say for not just Alts Tshuva, but Alts Life, because that's what life is. Life is, you accomplish something, bask in the glory of the accomplishment, give yourself a shkoyach, but at the same time, whisper to yourself, is it enough? How could it be better? How could I advance myself? How could, if this comes up again, how could I tweak it just to be a little bit better, a little bit holier? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up at paragraph Yud Zayin in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We're in still the Shari Shem. So sure, yeah, I don't know if it's broken up in the same way in all of the Svarim. It's in the Shar, it's in the Ikra Hamishi, which is Daigo. I'm sorry.
To do that, you need your
hand. Yeah, sir. Absolutely. All right.